Greetings, sports fan. It is I, Scott Kurtz. And a lot of you have been asking me for my review of District 9, and rather than make a long post, I thought I would audio boo, and I think I can get my point across quicker this way. This is a little bit spoilerific, so if you have not seen the movie and you want to, I would watch it first and then come back and listen to this. But here's my thought. The movie was kind of an expansion of a short film the director had made, which focused just on the concept of commenting on apartheid with aliens in the place of the oppressed. And then they got the money to do District 9, and he wanted to expand it. And the first hour of District 9 is essentially a more budgeted version of that short film. It's a brilliant kind of metaphorical commentary on apartheid using the stranded aliens in the role of the oppressed. And, you know, it's really well done. And it's film documentary style. And because of that, because the first part of the movie is so much a commentary, things like continuity and maybe plot holes, things like that, aren't so important. For example, you know, there's a big ship hovering overhead, and you don't ask yourself questions like, well, why haven't they stripped the ship down for technology or anything like that, because it's not important. This film is a commentary on ourselves, and so a big spaceship hovering overhead is more of flavor, right? It's to give it that science fiction motif. It's to help us look at it from a different perspective. And the first hour of the movie, it's gut-wrenching. It's very well executed, and it's very good at this. The problem is that the second hour of the film switches from being documentary style to being a fictional narrative. And suddenly we start seeing this dialogue between some of the prawns, and we learn that they have a plan to escape. And now all of a sudden, this flourish, this flavor text, if you will, of the spaceship and the technology and how they have to scavenge, now all of a sudden this is suddenly very important and germane to your enjoyment of the movie, because now all of a sudden this stuff is not just flavor, it is part of the narrative. And that's where I feel like the movie breaks down, because then suddenly you start asking yourself questions like, well, why would humans leave this spaceship hovering, you know, so high above Johannesburg and not go in there and completely strip it down of technology? Especially since they have a whole system for testing the weapons and working on the weapons and learning the biotechnology. And why does their fuel turn us into them? And so that's what I felt. It felt almost like two different movies. And that's where it kind of broke down for me. It felt almost like this guy had an original vision, and then he got a bunch of studio money from Peter Jackson, and halfway through the film, it was turned into a buddy movie and an action flick, and then all of a sudden, the things that were there for flavor become gaping plot holes. And that was my problem with District 9, in a nutshell.